Vivian, on not quite that, but really talking about art. Vivian calling in from Clifton. Vivian, I know you are an ardent collector of beautiful art. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I could debate the word ardent, and I could debate good art, but what I would like to say
is being humble, Vivian. You have invested good money on good artists, both South African and otherwise.
But there again, I have to debate that. I have never invested in art. Never. I buy something because I love it. But 50% of what I have, probably even more, you can see immediately has been bought to make people happy or to put bread on the table. I think this is a very important consideration, and it's also something that could help people cut to the core of this whole black-white, who owns the galleries, who buys the art, who knows what about art. Now, having exhausted myself at the art fair to do 2 days and to be about to do so for another 2 days, I would like to say that this calling art an ecosystem with organisms and orgasms and God knows what in it, this already sends two messages. Number one, that the whole scene is full of chochas, poisonous chochas. And the other thing is that when the language is constantly changing and becoming more and more Kabbalistic and esoteric and fashionable, it is going to put out the message which ironically reveals the problem, that this is a very exclusive world with people jostling for power, and everybody wants to be the big frog in the pond. That is where ecosystems certainly apply. So the whole thing is that we've got to stop making ourselves important. We've got to stop having the vanity. We have to stop talking jargon. And somebody has to come and speak with sense and compassion and heart. And thank you very much. You will then find yourself in conversation with people who really know about art, who really know how to make it accessible to everyone, and who really know how to make people feel good about art. Beyond a certain level, it is just a nonsense. And if we don't stop with our oopsie poopsie ditsy hey shoo wow coming up with terminology, and I don't mean to be aggressive and challenging towards your good self, because you are the greatest communicator. You meet people where they need and want to be met. But I do have to say this, and I do encourage people to find a sincere entry point, never to feel bad about themselves and to feel bad about their taste. And I hope that lovely gentleman with that collection of football shirts on the wall will one day invite me to his home, because that is art, because there is an art to knowing it, to loving it, to collecting it, and to nurturing it.
What a beautiful call, Vivian. Thank you very much indeed. Vivian calling there from Clifton.